Paris, France. Abel did not like feeling like a fool, but that was exactly the way he felt as he walked the streets of Paris after leaving his hotel. He turned east and began walking toward the Louvre. He needed to send these two a message that they were dealing with a professional, not someone who they could toy around with and scare like an amateur. He would wait a day to see if the woman contacted him, and if not, he would email and request another meeting. He arrived back at his hotel refreshed and invigorated. He was hopeful that they would call him back and renew negotiations. He took the elevator up to his suite, and after taking off his coat and scarf, he went into the bedroom to open the safe and get his PDA. He turned on a table lamp near the closet and punched in his 4-digit code. He listened to the whirl of the locking mechanism retracting, and then opened the small, heavy door. The safe was empty. Abel reached in and felt around to make sure, and then placed his hands on his hips. He was certain he had put the small handheld computer in the safe, but with the way the day had gone, he was already second-guessing himself. Maybe he'd left it in his briefcase. He turned to head back into the living room, and out of the corner of his eye, he thought he saw something in the shadows. Abel froze when he zeroed in on a pair of shoes that he immediately knew were not his. He followed the legs up to the dark, barely discernible outline of a man sitting in a chair.
"Are you looking for this?"
asked a low voice. A gloved hand emerged from the shadows. In it was Abel's PDA. Abel looked past the hand at the man. His eyes had adjusted just enough that he could see his visitor was wearing something to cover his face. The voice, unfortunately, was familiar, and it made Abel think of coffee and warm breath on the back of his neck. Straining to appear calm, Abel said,